Welcome to the Digital Yogi Podcast. I am Charlotte Reynolds, a digital strategy and ads coach. I help ambitious yoga and wellness experts to scale and grow through the power of online. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. And this is a particularly exciting one because it's my first ever podcast episode that I have done solo. So I want to talk to you today a little bit about how to create a successful new offer in your business. So many of you, when you're starting to think about how you can scale and grow and make a bigger income, one of the things that you're going to be considering is creating a new offer, possibly a bigger offer, a higher priced offer, an offer that takes people on a bigger journey, and therefore you can charge more money for it. This is something I definitely recommend to my clients when they come to me, especially if they only have low ticket offers like yoga classes, memberships. The number of clients that you have to get in those kinds of offers is a lot to make a decent income. In fact, something you might not know is about a year ago, I actually made a commitment to myself to no longer work with clients who are only interested in low ticket offers. Solely for the fact that I just didn't really believe that the amount of income that they were going to generate off the back of working with me with only low ticket offers was going to be enough to cover the investment that they'd made. And that's me being completely, truthfully honest there. It feels good to me to know that someone who's investing in working with me is going to make back and more the money that they have spent. So I am a huge advocate of having a whole suite of offers in your business, but specifically having at least one big offer that solves one big problem that you can charge a decent amount of money for. So I am talking about group programs, I'm talking about masterminds, courses, coaching packages, where you are working with someone or a group of people over a significant amount of time. And you're helping them in a big way. You're helping them to solve a big problem. And the investment that they're going to be making reflects that. So if you are thinking about creating a bigger offer, here are three pieces of advice or things to consider and when doing so. Now, the first thing is considering who this offer is for and making sure that you have an audience to sell to. So if you are creating a new offer, perhaps the people that follow you aren't necessarily going to be exactly right for it. So perhaps your new offer helps a similar kind of audience, but they're at a different stage of their journey. Or maybe if it's a completely new direction and a new offer, then you're going to have to almost start from scratch with building your audience. The way that you're going to do this to attract the right people is to have a really clear strategy in place with your content, so that you're bringing new people in and new relevant people in and getting potential clients to consider you. So as you do to start to pivot your content, you know, really starting to show up as an expert, changing the kind of messages and themes that you're putting out there, and know that when you do start to pivot your content, there is a chance that some people are going to unfollow you. People who, where your content really was super relevant before, the new type of content is not necessarily going to be relevant for them so much. So there's a chance that they're going to go elsewhere. But just remember, that is okay. You got to stick with it. It's super important that your content reflects the kind of person that you're now trying to speak to. And I know that this is true because it happened to me when I launched my newest program, Yogi to Coach. My content was always really geared around attracting new yoga teachers, really helping them to create a really strong Instagram strategy, to attract and sell, to attract new people through their Instagram, to get new clients on Instagram, and generally how to grow their brand and their business as a yoga teacher. That was my initial program called Master the Gram. And then when I pivoted and I created my new higher ticket offer, which is called Yogi to Coach, naturally my content had to change. I had to start speaking more about coaching, had to start speaking more about creating programs and scaling offers. Obviously, this is not going to speak to newer yoga teachers, unfortunately. And I did see that new yoga teachers and people just starting out were just less attracted to my content. But that is okay, because they are not going to sign up for my higher ticket offer, because that's not where they are in their journey. Maybe they'll come and find me at another time when my offer is more relevant. And I just have to know that there are accounts out there that they can follow and get all this information from. So it is okay. I don't need to feel guilt that they are not being supported anymore. It's important when you do decide to take a new direction and launch something new that you really go for it and fully commit. Okay, number two is be super clear on the transformation. You'll always hear people speaking about the transformation, but it is so, so important. And I need you to be so clear on what that transformation is. Now, when I say transformation, what I mean is where your clients are when they come to you versus where they're going to be once they're finished working with you. So what is that A to B? You need to be clear on this, because the outcome, the transformation, is what your clients are going to be paying for. That is what is going to get people saying yes to your offer. The bigger this need, the bigger this problem that you are solving for people, the more valuable your program is going to be, which means not only is it more attractive to people, but you can also charge more money for it. And you need to be so clear on the transformation, because it is going to be integral to all of your marketing. It's going to be one of the key things you're speaking about on your sales page, in your launch content. It's going to be the thing that gets people to say yes, this transformation that people want. They need to believe that you can help them achieve that transformation, but it needs to be so clear exactly what it is. So that is number two. Be clear on the transformation. So, so crystal clear. And also make sure there's a need for it. Make sure that the transformation you're putting out there is one that people actually want. Anyway, on to number three. When you are creating a new offer, especially if it's a bigger offer and it's higher at a higher price point, you're going to need to learn how to sell differently. Attracting clients to a higher priced offer is actually not more difficult than a lower priced offer in terms of like effort. However, there are just different things that you're going to need to do if you are selling someone onto like a 5 grand program or coaching course or whatever, a coaching program, versus if you're having them sign up for a membership that costs like 20 quid a month. There's different strategies and skills that you're going to need. So you're going to have to start showing up in a bigger way. You're going to be showing up with more authority. You're going to be showing up as an expert. But not only are you going to be creating content differently and showing up differently, there are like these whole new activities that you've probably never done before that you're going to have to start doing. So for example, discovery calls or sales calls, whatever you want to call them. The chances are if someone's signing up for a program that is like 5K, they're going to want to speak to you on a call first. You don't get that if somebody's thinking of joining one of your yoga classes or a workshop or something like that. And a sales call is a pretty strategic thing. It's not just jumping on a call and having a chat. You're going to want to take these calls seriously and really master the art of selling in the way that you host them and the questions that you ask. You also might find yourself doing webinars and masterclasses, like these hype events that you see coaches do online. These are not things that you're just going to know how to do. These are things that I would really recommend you get proper training in, because they're not just things that you naturally are skilled in. There's an art to them. So I would really recommend upskilling in these different areas if you want to start selling successfully higher ticket offers. So they're my three tips. First thing, really make sure that you're preparing ahead of time before any launch to make sure that you are speaking to the right people, that your audience is the exact person that your program is for. Number two is make sure you're so, so clear on your transformation so that you can really sell the value of what it is that you're putting out there, and that all your messaging is cohesive and all makes sense and speaks to the right person. And then finally, master selling higher ticket offers. Remember, these are not skills that you just naturally have. Like, you have to learn the art of selling on sales calls and masterclasses and other different strategies for selling higher ticket offers. So get the support that you need. Now, if you've been listening to this and thinking, I like the sound of this higher ticket offer thing, but I just don't know where to start. I need to learn a little bit more before I take the plunge. Well, I'm going to invite you to join me for a free masterclass that I'm hosting on the 4th of October. And it's called How to Turn Your Existing Expertise into a High Ticket Offer and 10x Your Yoga Teacher Income. So you're very welcome to join me. I'm going to put the link to sign up in the show notes for this podcast episode. I would very much love to see you there. I hope you enjoyed my first solo podcast episode, possibly the first of many. So let me know if you enjoyed it. Send me a DM. What's the best thing that you learned? Maybe even leave me a lovely review. That would be wonderful. All right. Have a great week and see you on the next episode.